How to get the results gene adjustments can give you. Gene adjustments are not like taking a pill. And then the pill does all the work. Gene adjustments are like opening a door to a staircase, but you climb. Some 14 years ago I was in a course that I paid $5,400 for. It was supposedly an energy course with teaching us how to be, how to live our lives with the new energy. I brought 4 people to the course, as an affiliate. That would have paid for my participation. 2 things about that. 1. I never got paid. The leader said that I didn't deserve it. 2. I talked to these 4 people and was able to track them for years. I benefited from the course. The other people didn't. So today I was looking why. The energy practitioner, the leader of the course, knew that simply doing an energetic intervention is not enough. She rightly thought that people need training to use the new whatever that energy did to their benefit. Unfortunately, this woman was a believer of the law of attraction. She taught BS like place an order to the universe and other garden variety horse pocky. I was way beyond that. So I used it differently. I had already known that only action creates results, wishing, hoping, requesting, asking, begging, don't. I also, it seems, to have been the only person who understood what was done away by the energy. Wiping, she called it. So I looked what is there to wipe. For me. And I focused on that. For me it was blaming, victimhood, and thinking I know everything and the resulting condescension. I worked diligently on those, and because of the wiping, I say, it was easier to catch, easier to own that I was that way. I instinctively looked at the world and at this program as a straight and narrow program. Meaning, my job to make life change the way it is meant to be changed by the energy is looking at what to eliminate. What keeps life not all I want to have and be. You can call me backwards. And I'll take it as a compliment. My ambition number is 60%. My desire number is 10%. That is ass backwards. When I compare it with other people's. My about me number is 7% and I celebrate when I can get a glimpse of some nasty stuff in my attitude or behavior. I celebrate, because I saw it. You can't catch, you can't change, you can't have power over what you can't see. Desire is implanted by the consumer society. And its only job is to keep you out of balance, out of happiness. Ambition is a pushing away kind of energy, a thrust, away from what you don't want. And if it is work, if it is effort, if it is hard. So what? It is more important to get away from what you don't want than what it costs you. And in the area of energetic intervention, growth, you want to fashion yourself after me, not after the people who are selling you a future, a dream, that you are not able to achieve, because what is holding you back? Some of my clients use health astutely, and at least in the area of health they grow, they don't want to be feeble, worthless, weak, and sick. But in other areas they allow their desires for unearned, maybe impossible mirages to render them daydreaming instead of getting into action. Most things you desire, most things you want, are many steps away from reality. Some cook as a booby prize. Some play computer games. Some engage with sex. Some write to feel that they are doing something. But reality is cruel, if you don't do what is yours to do. Predominantly what you need to do to stop doing what harms you and your life, you either not going to move, or very very painfully slowly, tentatively, or with abominable results. One of the things I am seeing among the high desire people, high desire is 70% or above, is that their view, worldview, is that they should have what they want. That is a brutal way that keeps you unhappy, not loving yourself, and not achieving much of anything of what you want. That shit is a worldview where you are an effect and not cause. And you don't even really look what it is about you and your actions that you don't have it. When you should have it, then you are powerless. Because you are looking where you have no power. The beauty, the power in the straight and narrow method, the thrust away from what you don't want, is that you are always in power, because you are dealing with what is yours. Not a circumstance with which you have no power. In a conversation with my Friday call partner whose sole correction is 27 silent partner, we saw that she has the many R's. Resentment, resistance, rejection, reluctance, regret, and I bet there are more R's there. Those R's result in an off-putting, standoffish, hold things and people at arm's length behavior. But everything you ever wanted comes to you through other people. So all of those R's are about you, and can't and don't include others. And others not included don't want to give you anything, or not much. So the result is, you live a life of lack. She was very surprised when she realized how easy it is to beat that machine, just keep on catching the R's. That simple act, especially if you can stop making yourself wrong for it, just catching it, not trying to fix it, will take you all the way, or most of the way to a good life. I promise. Every soul correction has their own set of attitudes and behaviors that need to be caught to propel them forward. The analogy of sculpting yourself as Michelangelo sculpted David is a little misleading to most. You consider your soul correction as yourself. The reason it is called soul correction because it is a something that holds you from being all you can be. It needs to be corrected. So when you consider yourself cowardly, or standoffish, or stingy, or whatever, and I suggest you go away from that, you feel like I am telling you to cut into your own flesh. Whereas I am telling you to cut away what is not you, what is not good for you. Read your soul correction article and let me know what it is that you see that holds you back in your soul correction. Don't go it alone. You'll do what you have always done, and will get what you have always gotten. If you'd like a live coaching session with me about how to do this straight and narrow method, specifically with your soul correction, I am willing to do a group call. Let me know. If I do it, it will cost $40. Don't raise your hand unless you are willing to pay. Also, let me know if you have time restrictions, so I can schedule the call to a time when you can make it. If I haven't adjusted your baby genes and/or your permission gene, you don't qualify. I intend that call to be a training to guide you to what to do to produce the life you'd love with just that one adjustment. If I said your issue is a combination of the genes and the vine, you are in luck. The methodology works on vine as well. Buy it or indicate interest. Go to www.yourvibration.com/thrust.